Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily theirs, of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us on the line, well, actually in the studio here, Chris Pinto, who is the producer and writer, and well, he's the fellow who put together the video that many of you out there have seen, Megiddo, the March to Armageddon. Chris, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Stan.
Well, why don't we just tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and how it happened that you went into the video making business?
Well, I'm an Army brat. I was born in Germany. My dad was in the Army, and we lived overseas and traveled around a good bit. And they retired in northern Alabama.
I'm going to let you just pull that microphone just a little closer to you.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I was saying I'm an Army brat. My parents retired in northern Alabama back in 1981. And I decided I got into acting when I was in high school, and playwriting and so on, and studied acting at a conservatory level at the North Carolina School of the Arts. And spent about 10 years or so, 12 years, pursuing, from a very secular perspective, just a career in acting and writing and filmmaking and so on. And when I was in New York, the Lord turned my life around, and I just decided to dedicate all of my work to God and to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so set about trying to figure out what He wanted me to do. And in my search, came across a video. One that I highly recommend. It's called Rock and Roll Sorcerers of the New Age Revolution. And saw the video, and for the first time, though I'd been a Christian now, and I was, you know, walking after the Lord, and was studying my Bible on a daily basis, I was still not familiar with a lot of the things that are happening spiritually in the world. I was concerned about my walk with Christ, but I was not at all discerning about forces of evil or forces of darkness, and I really didn't want to, you know about those things. But then I saw this video, and the pastor came on, and he began at the top of the video. A man named Joe Schimmel was teaching, and he was quoting from the book of Revelation and talking about these spirits of demons that go forth unto the nations of the world to gather them together for that great day of God Almighty. Called in the Hebrew tongue, or it says, then he gathered them together in the place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon, and that this gathering was happening at a number of different levels, and so that was the first time I ever heard about things like the New Age or the New World Order, and began to investigate these things myself, and spent about 4 years putting together all of the information. And then setting about going and contacting different teachers that I encountered, men like Dave Hunt, Carol Matriciana of Jeremiah Films, Tom McMahon, Dave Hunt's partner, Pastor Joe Schimmel, William T. Still, David Bay from Cutting Edge, and others, and getting their testimonies on camera to compile this documentary series, or what's going to be a documentary series. And the result of about 4.5 years worth of work was Megiddo Part 1, Megiddo the March to Armageddon, on Bible prophecy and the New World Order.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment with our special guest, Chris Pinto. We'll be talking about his video, Megiddo, the March to Armageddon. You'll want to see this for certain. Well, Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and in studio with us is Chris Pinto, and we've actually been shooting video footage all morning, and I'm sort of exhausted. I'm sure he is as well. This is for Megiddo Part 2. But we've been talking about a video he's put out called Megiddo, The March to Armageddon, and it really gives you a tremendous oversight into what is happening today, not only from a geopolitical point of view, but from a spiritual point of view, and you really can't understand anything that's going on unless you understand the spiritual implications of what is taking place in this country, in music, economically, morally, in film production. Do you realize the largest producer of pornographic films anywhere in the world? There are 200 studios in Southern California working, pulling out pornographic films, you know, right here in our state. Somebody said that maybe up to 12 pornographic films a day are being turned out here in California, corrupting the morals of people, not only in our country, but throughout the rest of the world. And if you think about it logically, how do you think God would feel about that if you were in his position? And what would you do if you were God about a nation that had turned against him? And these are the questions that Chris asked in his video. Chris, thank you so very much for being with us here at Radio Liberty.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Dr. Stan.
And, of course, Chris is a film producer. His film, Megiddo, The March to Armageddon, is must-seeing. And you will actually hear Bill Still, of course, Dave Hunt and David Bay and several other people, Carol Matriciano, people that we've had as frequent guests on our program, all appear in Chris Pinto's video. What was the message you wanted to get out through that video?
Well, the video is part one of what is intended to be a five-part series. In fact, Dr. Stan and I were working on part two, as he said, which deals with the New Age movement. But part one has been designed to give an overview of two things. One, Bible prophecy, and what the principal prophecies are as they're set forth in the Bible, and to use that as a foundation. We spend about 10 or 15 minutes talking about prophecy in general and what the Bible says about true and false prophecy, and how God's prophecies are actually separate and independent from a lot of other prophecies. And of course we use as role models Nostradamus and Edgar Cayce, which seem to have captured the imaginations of a lot of people in the past few decades.
But of course their prophecies don't always come true, whereas the prophecies of God's prophets do. Would that be a fair statement?
Absolutely. And that's
all right, hold that thought for just a moment here as our stations join us. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Chris Pinto, the producer of Megiddo, The March to Armageddon, a video we've been selling and putting out. And we've just had so many remarks from people who've actually got that video who said how much they enjoyed that. Now, that's very unusual. I've never had a video before. We've had so many favorable remarks from our people who've gotten it. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you've seen Megiddo, or you have a question for Chris, we'd love to know what you think, or if you have a question for him as to the message he has. But he gets into the background of the fact that there are secret societies out there. He's a lot of information on the Masons and then the Masonic background to all of the wars of this last 20th century, the 20th century. Chris, why don't you pick up the story from there?
Well, that's the other half of what we try to do in the video. The first part to explain Bible prophecy, but then in the second part, as we launch on the journey of showing an audience how Bible prophecy is coming to pass in the modern world, we tackle the issue of the New World Order and exactly what is the New World Order. And we document everything and allow the information to speak for itself. We have quotes from everybody from Albert Einstein to Nehru, the leader of India, during the days of Mahatma Gandhi, to Winston Churchill, coming into the modern world with President George Bush Sr. We have quotes from Mubarak, President Mubarak of Egypt, everybody from Castro to Adolf Hitler, Mikhail Gorbachev, all of these world leaders who have all had this common theme, and then some unusual characters that you wouldn't imagine, guys like Walter Cronkite, who's spoken about this urgent need for a one-world government to avoid nuclear disaster. And the one-world government is being taught and spoken about by these leaders as a necessity to supposedly save humanity. It's the solution to this great problem of warfare upon the earth. And many researchers, of course, believe this stems from an ordo ab chao, order out of chaos approach to moving humanity in a direction that these men want humanity to go. And that is that they create problems and then provide solutions.
And I really think that should be so obvious to everybody today. I mean, the United States government toppled the Shah of Iran and brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power, knowing full well he was a radical Islamic cleric who would embrace this whole world terrorist movement and this philosophy of fundamental Islam, that you would kill everybody who was not, you know, one of your people, who was not a Muslim. And so why would we topple a friend and bring a radical cleric to power? Well, if you wanted a enemy, a new enemy, you couldn't have done a better job. We find in the Holy Land today why we finance the Israelis, but then we finance the Palestinians as well. We train them, we arm them. Why would you arm both sides in a conflict unless you want conflict? But nobody asked those questions. I mean, during the Iran-Iraq war, we supplied intelligence and weapons to Iraq, and we supplied weapons to Iran. What's wrong with this picture? Well, maybe people ought to realize that this is how geopolitics is actually practiced. You create chaos, and out of chaos comes the new world order.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what we really lay the groundwork for that in Megiddo, and we use Megiddo as a vehicle to, on the one hand, introduce people who have no information or knowledge about the New World Order, to introduce them to the subject matter, but also to get into it, to chronicle it from an historical perspective, but to demonstrate that there is a spiritual undercurrent that's happening throughout, and that the men that are behind this movement are not simply interested in a world power per se, just at a political or a temporal level, but that their purpose in doing what they're doing has everything to do with their own belief system that is often masqueraded as some form of Christianity, when in fact it is, at the deepest and darkest levels, Luciferianism. It is the worship of Satan. And we expose that a little bit at a time. We unfold it and show that, yeah, while there's a lot of great guys in history, like people that are looked upon favorably, like Winston Churchill and Albert Einstein, who talk about this new world order, and then unusual characters like the author H.G. Wells and so on, you've also got typically villainous characters like Adolf Hitler and Fidel Castro that are also talking about this new world order. What do all these men have in common? And then we get into the origins of this New World Order movement and talk about it and how it has always operated, as William T. Still tells us, through these secret societies behind closed doors. And, of course, the chief secret society, the one that seems to be the foot soldiers for the New World Order movement, is the Order of Freemasonry. Particularly the Scottish Rite, but also the York Rite, I think, is probably just as influential. Well, Scottish Rite seems to be more influential, but the York Rite is still Masonic. And then we talk about that marriage. We talk about the origins of the movement with a guy named Adam Weishaupt, who started the Illuminati in Bavaria, the Bavarian Illuminati, and then we track it up through the major world revolutions, the French Revolution, up through the Russian Revolution, and so on. And we show something that's, I don't think, has been often exposed, but it's definitely out there, is that marriage between Masonry and this Illuminist movement. And that happened in the days of Adam Weishaupt, and it happened at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad in Germany. And William T. Still chronicles that in his book, on the New World Order, the Ancient Plan of Secret Societies, and shows how there was a guy named the Comte de Verroux, who attended this meeting and wrote about it in his biography, where there was some sort of formal union between Masonry and the Illuminati to launch this plan to bring about a worldwide revolution for the purpose of destroying all monarchies, and destroying what was known as the Church at that time, and bringing the world together into a one-world government and a one-world religion.
And if there are the skeptic out there who says, oh, Illuminati, you know, the ha-ha-ha-ha. Well, let me point out that there is a wonderful book. It's written by James H. Billington, the Librarian of Congress. Nobody would ever accuse him of being a conservative. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. At one time was on their, a board of the directors of their magazine, or the editorial board of the magazine. But in his book, The Fire in the Minds of Men, he writes all about the Illuminati. It was a very real organization. It had a profound impact on all the revolutionary movement that spread across Europe during the 19th century. And although he denies it came to the United States, even though we know it did, because we have the writings of George Washington, and in fact, we even got something through his office from the Jeffersonian collection at the Library of Congress on the Clintonian Illuminati, an organization that existed in New England back about 1803, 1804, and we do make that available through our ministry. Although we have to charge for it, but these important documentation. But the Illuminati was the major force behind the French Revolution, and of course the French Revolution was the prototype of all of the revolutions that continued after that, ending up with a revolution in 1917 in Russia and the revolution in Cuba in 1959, and this is not what I say, this is what James H. Billington says. Now, he isn't necessarily attributing all of that to the Illuminati, because, of course, we do not know when the Illuminati disappeared, but it actually lives on today at the upper echelons of Freemasonry, not, you know, and the Masonry that your neighbor believes in. He doesn't even know their levels above the 33rd degree. And if he did know there were levels above the 33rd degree, he would be sworn in secrecy not to tell you. And so no matter what you ask him, he will tell you that there's nothing beyond the 33rd degree. But if you read Aleister Crowley's writings, he was a Satanist, he will tell you it took 12 years before he was promoted. William Sneblin, we've had as a guest several times, and he was taken into the upper echelons simply because he had started out as a witch, he'd been deeply involved in the occult. He was able to move very rapidly from the 33rd degree into the higher echelons of Freemasonry right here in the United States.
So that's exactly what we talk about in Megiddo. We talk about how the movement is not just political, but we expose that the Illuminati, that their purpose, they were based upon Luciferian doctrine, Luciferian belief, and a desire to overthrow all belief in God and to replace it, once, you know, with the removal of God, the God of the Bible, to remove the God of the Bible and then to implant, if you will, this worship of Lucifer. And we show that that was what was really behind, that was the power behind Karl Marx and his writings and those that Marx associated with, who were all deeply involved in Satanism. And there's a great book on that we talk about in the documentary, Marx and Satan, by the late Richard Wurmbrand.
And we actually carry the book through our ministry, so you can get it from us if you like.
Yeah, it's a great book. Highly recommend it. He's got a lot of documentation. Wurmbrand, of course, suffered, I think, 14 years in a communist prison, and upon his release, spent a number of years researching Karl Marx and the origins of communism. And he exposes that it is fully satanic to the core, even, you know, especially in Soviet Russia, but even pre-Russia, pre-Russian communism, that is, the very beginnings of it with the Jacobins in France and those that inspired them and the Illuminati were wholly devoted to the worship and promotion of Satanism.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment or two with Chris Pinto. We'll welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295.
four tapes out on the JFK assassination. It includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health despite their fatty diet because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
And this is Dr. Stan. Don't forget to order your Miracle 2 soap products. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I guess this afternoon is Chris Pinto, and we're talking about his video, Megiddo, The March to Armageddon. And your film company is called Adullam?
It's called Adullam. Adullam. Adullam Films.
Well, why is it Adullam Films?
Well, it comes from the book of Samuel, Samuel chapter 22, where it says that David left Gath and escaped to the cave Adullam. And the Adullam cave was where David became a captain over all the outcasts of Israel, and the outcasts of Israel gathered around David, and he became their leader. And it's a beautiful picture, I think, of the Lord Jesus Christ, who, you know, gathers us as his outcasts and so on. And then we go forth as his army. And then David from there went out and fought against the uncircumcised Philistines. And so it's sort of a picture of, to me, of being valiant for the sake of the Lord, and for the sake of the righteousness of God.
All right, a fair answer. Well, we're talking about your film, Megiddo, The March to Armageddon, and really I was so interested. You pointed out that at the Yalc Conference, which was held to sort of divide up the world at the end of the Second World War, here you had three major participants. One was FDR, one was Winston Churchill, the third was Stalin. And it was there that they decided that they were not going to defend the rights of the Chinese people against the onslaught of Chinese communism. So what was that bound all of these three men together?
Well, we quote Jim Shaw in his book, where he, Jim Shaw is a former 33rd degree Mason who found out the truth about Masonry and decided to repent, thankfully, and ended up becoming, I believe, a pastor. But he wrote this book exposing Masonry, and in the book he exposed it at a number of different levels. But Shaw himself was interviewed by a reporter some years after he left Masonry, and in the interview he was shown a picture. That famous picture of the Yalta Conference, where you have FDR, Churchill, and Stalin sitting there in front of all these cameras and whatnot. And Shaw made the comment when he saw them, he said, and there they were, you know, FDR, Stalin, Churchill, all three Masons. So Shaw himself, who was a very high-ranking Mason, points out that all three of the men at the Yalta Conference were themselves Freemasons.
Well, I think that Stalin was a Rosicrucian, and of course there is a degree in Masonry which takes you through the Rosicrucian level, and there's another degree that takes you through the degree of Knights Templar. And there is no question in my mind that Stalin was deeply involved with the occult and with Masonry or Rosicrucianism. He had an intense hatred of God, and is a man responsible for the murder of 20 to 30 million people, and he did it intentionally. He hated mankind, and it's said that he died shaking his fist at God.
Stalin's a pretty chilling character. In fact, William Still in his book cites Stalin for about 40 million deaths of his own people. And there are some who say he may have been responsible for more. I'm not sure, you know, what the exact number was, but it's clear that his butchery greatly exceeded that of, say, Adolf Hitler, although Hitler, oddly enough, gets a lot more press in documentaries and so on. People are, you know, quick to point out Hitler and 6 million Jews, as you pointed out before, Dr. Stan, they often overlook the additional 12 million people that Hitler was responsible for massacring. But in contrast to all of that, nobody seems to mention the fact that Stalin killed probably twice as many people as Adolf Hitler ever did. But I think maybe the reason that this is not pointed out by documentarians and many modern historians is because the United States supported Stalin at Yalta. And to a certain extent, the U.S. under FDR's leadership has to take some measure of responsibility for the deaths of those people.
Well, I think it's very interesting that we never talk about the crimes, or very, very seldom talk about the crimes of Stalin. And as you point out, we hear about the 6 million Jews over and over and over again. We never hear about the 20 to 40 to maybe as many as 60 million people Stalin killed. One of the most brutal men, dictators of all time. But then our media never refers to China as communist China. Have you ever noticed that? Or Vietnam as communist Vietnam.
Right.
Or Cuba. Well, occasionally they will refer to Cuba as communist Cuba. Because, you see, they're trying to convince us that communism is dead. Let me tell you, communism is alive and well. It's working on our campuses all across America. And it even has people who are very sympathetic to communism working as they always have at key positions in our government. But of course, we're not allowed to mention that. That sounds like McCarthyism, doesn't it? We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty.
Most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been secret societies. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I just want to mention that our good friend Dean Kotzer and Bob Klink are going to be talking, and they're going to be at Missouri. They're going to be a place called O'Fallon, or Farlon, F-A-L-L-O-N, Missouri, O'Fallon, Missouri. They're going to be there this coming Friday evening at 6:30. They're going to be speaking all day on Saturday. So if you're anywhere close to that place in Missouri, why don't you call 314-965-5757. That's 314-965-5757. And go to the meeting. I think you'll learn a great deal. The two of the people will really help you to understand how they are manipulating our minds today. Again, that's Dean Kotzer and Robert Klink will be speaking this coming Friday evening, starting at 6:30 and all day the following day in O'Fallon, Missouri. Give them a call at 314-965-5757. And there's going to be a conspiracy conference. It's going to be held over in Santa Clara on Memorial Day weekend. That is the May 29th and May 30th. If you'd like to know more about that, call them at 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. Joyce Riley's going to be there, Len Horowitz, Rodney Stitz, Eric Hoofschmidt, and a lot of the people you've heard talking on Radio Liberty. Now, I'm not going to be talking. I am going to have a booth there because I think it'll be an interesting time, and I learned a great deal the last time I was there. One or two people I will not agree with, but you need to know what the enemy is doing as well as what our friends are doing. Again, the number to call, 209-832-0999, the Conspiracy Conference on May 29th and May 30th, and I think that you'll find it will be a fascinating, fascinating experience. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I just want to mention we will be having once again here in the Monterey Bay area on the 6th of November. Now, that's a long way away from now. It's probably 4 or 5 months away from now, but on the 6th of November, we're going to be having a conference. It's going to be here in the Monterey Bay area. We have a seminar every year, and I hope that you'll be able to come. We want to give you plenty of advance notice so that you can start making reservations and plans. It'll be an all-day long seminar, and I promise you it'll be well worthwhile coming from wherever you're living. So that's the 6th of November of this year, the Radio Liberty Seminar in the Monterey Bay area, and we'll give you more details where it is on as we draw closer to the time. Well, in studio we have with us today, or this evening, Chris Pinto, and he is the producer of the video Megiddo, The March to Armageddon, talking about the fact that you look at the Second World War, you cannot understand it unless you understand that Franklin Delano Roosevelt was a Mason, Winston Churchill was a Mason, and Stalin was involved with Rosicrucianism, which is actually part of Masonry. If he was a separate Mason, I don't know, but he certainly was a Rosicrucian and also a Satanist, one of the most despicable, violent people who killed countless millions of people with no remorse at all, because he had no human compassion. And I think the most important thing for people to understand is there are some people who have a different worldview. They don't look at the world the way that you or I would. Isn't that true, Chris?
I think that's absolutely true. In fact, Stalin is known for having said that there was nothing more, words to the effect, I'll paraphrase it, but that there was nothing more gratifying than to embrace a friend to your breast, and in the midst of that embrace to put a dagger in his back. His own daughter said of him that a terrible demon had taken possession of her father's soul. So, Stalin definitely had a completely different belief system. He had a hatred for humanity, as you pointed out. He just seemed to despise mankind. I think that's why he murdered so many people, and willingly and probably joyfully took part in the genocide programs that he launched and executed through the Soviet Union.
And you cannot understand Adolf Hitler unless you understand he was involved with the occult. In fact, everything has been done to play down the occult involvement in the Third Reich, although the History Channel did have an excellent series of films pointing out that the swastika, the Nazi swastika, came from Madame Blavatsky's Theosophical Organization. This idea of the Aryan man, all of these ideas were Madame Blavatsky's. That's why Himmler sent an expedition to Tibet to try to track down the origin of the Aryan man that Madame Blavatsky had written about. But if you don't understand the occult influence on the Nazi movement, you can't understand anything that was going on there in the 1930s and 1940s, nor can you understand what is going on in the United States here in the year 2004. Well, if you're out there, the listening audience, you have a question for Chris Pinto about his film Megiddo, The March to Armageddon, or maybe you've seen the film. We'd like to hear your thoughts on it if you have seen it. And I know an awful lot of our listeners have seen it because we've sold quite a few of them. Now, if you want to get the video, it's over 2 hours, very professionally done, and it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for Megiddo of the March to Armageddon. So, Chris, what sort of response have you gotten as you put this film out across America?
We've gotten a really strong response. We had a showing on a Christian network called Sky Angel back in March. They're going to do another showing again May 1st. It's a limited showing, but it still reaches about 10 million viewers, which we've been very excited about. But we've been getting a lot of calls from people who I've been really amazed, you know, I guess because researching this stuff as I do on a daily basis, there's a lot of information that I think we can take for granted when we do the research. But I'm still, you know, pleasantly surprised at how many people are not aware of this information. And so it leads me to believe that the work is very necessary. There are people who are still not really aware of issues concerning Freemasonry or secret societies or just something as simple as the symbol that we have on the back of our dollar bill. I had a lady call us at our office and talk to us about that for about 15 or 20 minutes, that she was really amazed by it. So the work has been having an impact. On another side of things, we've had a pastor send us two letters now, and he told us that he had watched Megiddo 11 times and sat down to write us a letter after the 11th time. So we're really honored by that, and he's planning to use it in his Bible prophecy teaching series. He's getting ready to do like a series on prophecy, and he wants to use Megiddo because we have a lot of animation and things like that that point out the prophecies. And so it's been a favorable response and has really encouraged us to press forward and do part two, which is, of course, why I'm up here in SoCal today to talk to you, Dr. Stan.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this idea that there were a plan for three world wars. And why don't you trace that back to its origin and this idea that the First World War has taken place, the Second World War has taken place, but the Third World War, at least as far as the average individual knows, has not been yet engaged in. What's the background of that story?
Well, I'll tell it to you from my perspective. I had heard about this for a couple of years through David Bay at Cutting Edge Ministries, and David had written about this a number of times, and it was information that had been shared with him by certain occultists who were heavily involved in witchcraft. And they'd come out of witchcraft and whatnot. And apparently one of the things that they claimed they were taught when they were deeply involved in witchcraft was this plan that came through Albert Pike, who, you know, is a big-time American Freemason.
You'll find a statue right back there in Washington, D.C.
Right. In fact, we show that statue in Megiddo. I took a trip to Washington, and we've got some original video footage of it. But anyway, these occultists talk about this plan for three world wars, that this had been outlined back in 1870, 1871. So I heard about this for a couple of years, but it was somewhat, I was cautious with the information because I couldn't find any real documentation to support it. Then I came across William T. Still's book on the New World Order, and there he actually chronicles certain parts of this letter that was written by the head of Italian Masonry, a man named Giuseppe Mazzini, back in 1871. And he sent a letter to Albert Pike, who was the head of American Masonry, about this plan that he or they together had conceived to finally bring about this New World Order dream that is so much a part of Masonry and the occult. And so the plan was to have a series of world wars that would embroil mankind in conflict, and during, you know, that conflict, you know, conflict brings about change, and so their reasoning was that controlled conflict could bring about a controlled change. And so they planned these three world wars. The first world war was to overthrow the Tsar in Russia and set up this Illuminist secret society empire in Russia. And then the Second World War was, generally speaking, designed to give that empire control over Europe. The Third World War was supposed to erupt between the Muslims and the Jews in the Middle East and to bring about, as William T. Still says it, to bring about the biblical Armageddon and finally bring about, you know, this one world order system and the worship, the worldwide worship of Lucifer. That's a rough outline of what that letter represented. So we interview William T. Still, who chronicles this, and we actually take him out to that statue of Albert Pike, and there in front of the statue of Pike, he basically explains these three letters. The interesting thing is that World War I, or during that time, is where we find the Russian Revolution. Russia was taken over by communism. Then in World War II, for no apparent reason, at Yalta, we find FDR and Churchill, for some unexplained reason, they just hand over Eastern Europe, half of Europe, to Joseph Stalin, who had been just as much of a dictator as Adolf Hitler ever was. Stalin was apparently conducting his own genocide programs prior to the outbreak of World War II. In fact, Stalin, along with Hitler, was responsible for the invasion of Poland that led about to the start of World War II to begin with. Nevertheless, all of this somehow or other was overlooked by FDR and Churchill when they handed over Eastern Europe to the Soviet Union.
And I think that's really such an important point. The Second World War started when Germany invaded Poland from the west and Stalin invaded Poland from the east. And we're told, oh, we had to go to war because over Poland. Well, if we were concerned about Poland, why didn't we go after the Russians who'd taken the eastern half of Poland? And you must understand, this had nothing to do with logic. It was all planned long ahead of time. So now we could align ourselves with the Russians and justify continue supporting them by one means or another.
In fact, during when I was doing the research, I came across Frank Capra's Why We Fight series that I highly recommend for any American who wants to study the history of World War II, because the Why We Fight series was produced. It was produced by the American government. They chose Frank Capra to do the work, and this was actually produced while World War II was still going on. And so they put this footage together from all the newsreels and, you know, the footage that was on hand at that time. And they show the background leading up to the Second World War, show what's happening with China and Japan, things happening in Russia and throughout Europe, things that are not being taught in our schools today. And they show just a lot of important, I think, historical information. But one of the things that they do, it's very significant, is they glorify Russia. They really glorify Russia in her struggle against the Nazis and make the Russian Empire, really, and they briefly mention the fact that it's ruled by Joseph Stalin and communism, but they glorify it to make it seem like it's this, you know, really heroic, noble empire, and they conceal the fact that it's being ruled by these very elitist, evil men. Who were conducting, who were really just as bad as the Nazis. But it seems that they did that, they set up that big propaganda so that they could then justify handing over half of Europe to the Soviet Empire, that Americans wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't cry out so loudly because of it, because after all, you know, the Russians are a noble people anyway.
No, the Russians are a noble people. It was the government that were the problem.
Right.
And what they do is they confuse, you know, the average Russian with the Russian government. And I don't think, I think the Russian people hated communism. They, this is why so many of them defected to the Nazis. This is why so many of them tried to escape. But this is never brought out to the American people. Freedom is what everyone longs for. You know, somebody once said that certainly the secret liberty is the secret of happiness, but courage is the secret of liberty. And if you don't have courage, you're not going to have liberty. Go.
Yeah, I think what they did in this Capra presentation was they wanted to focus on the Russian people, the plight of the Russian people and their nobility, and they really overlooked. The American propaganda machine just totally overlooked the Russian government, the Soviet government. And so I would agree with you, Dr. Stan, that, that the Russian people, they are a noble people. And I think they just focused on that nobility and ignored the others so that Americans would, you know, overlook what they didn't really need to overlook.
Well, of course, they say that in war, the first casualty is the truth. A massive propaganda campaign during the Second World War to get the people behind the war, and the same thing is going on today in America.
Yeah, exactly. And in fact, we, on this, you know, furthering this plan for three world wars or the discussion on it, once we talk about, once we set up that Second World War, then the Third World War now, it's so interesting that the Third World War outlined back in 1871 was to erupt between the Muslims and the Jews in the Middle East. The intriguing thing that many people find about that is that back in 1871, Israel had not even been reborn as a nation yet. And there's, you know, a lot of implications to that. A lot of people raise an eyebrow at that fact and they question what was the manipulation of world powers and so on to finally bring the Jews back into the Holy Land. Of course, as Christians, I mean, as a Christian, I believe that it's God's perfect design that all of this is working together in His will to bring about His prophetic declarations at the Battle of Armageddon.
Well, it's very interesting. We have a friend, we interview him perhaps every 3 or 4 months. His name is William Sneblin. And William started out as a witch, and then he got into Masonry, and he got into the upper echelons of Masonry, into Satanism. And his mentor was a man named Manly P. Hall, who was a Satanist and certainly one of the leaders of modern-day Masonry. In fact, when Manly P. Hall died in the early 1990s, the Scottish Rite magazine referred to him as Masonry's greatest philosopher. But according to William Sneblin, why Manly P. Hall was tutoring him in the satanic plan and told him that there would be a Third World War. It would start when America invaded Iraq in the year 2002. Well, America didn't invade Iraq until 2003, but this had happened 20 or more years ago, I guess in the early 1980s, so at least 20 years ago. And so if the Satanists are off a little bit, a few months as far as the their schedule, don't be critical of them. But I believe everything is going on. There is a long-range plan. And I think that even many of the people in this country who wanted the war may not have understood what was energizing the movement that they had dedicated themselves to, but I believe that there is a Luciferian plan. I believe that the Luciferians know exactly what's going to happen, and they will use people in government to carry out their objectives and goals. And this will, if your conjecture and mine are correct, lead to World War III.
Yeah, in fact, one of the quotes that we have in Megiddo is of Richard Gephardt, Democratic leader Gephardt, who said in the Wall Street Journal, he said, "We can see beyond the present shadows of war in the Middle East to a new world order." And then he goes on to say that this was precisely the vision for peace of Winston Churchill and Franklin Delano Roosevelt in the post-war era. Now, I'm paraphrasing him a bit, but it's such a peculiar phrase to find that. And as you pointed out, Dr. Stan, this is not a Democratic movement or a Republican movement. It's a global movement. But everybody, I wouldn't say everybody, but many people at many different levels seem to be involved.
Amen to that. We'll be right back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Well, if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to mention that the Radio Liberty does sell the Miracle 2 soap products, and I mentioned that earlier, but I think it's so vitally important that you understand that we can't make any medical claims for this, but we will tell you that many of the people who buy these products tell us about the wonderful things that happen. So many people use it on their rashes, they use it on acne, and I will tell you my personal experience with a rash that if I don't use the soap and gel, I develop a rash, and when I use that, in 2 or 3 days it's gone, and then I get tired of using it, and it comes back again. Every time I use this, it's the most miraculous thing, because in a couple of days, why, it just seems to fade away. Now, all we could suggest is that you try these products, and there's so many uses for them, but give us a call of 1-800-544-8927 and ask about the Miracle 2 soap products. I think you'll be glad that you did. And then we also want to mention we carry Phonopoly, which is a wonderful board game to teach you and your children and grandchildren how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. And, of course, Phonopoly is played like Monopoly. You play it on a board, and you get property. But in the process, you learn the 40 sounds of the English language. You learn the basics of the rules of the English language and why words are spelled the way they are, and there are only about 12 basic rules, and you'll learn so much more from using the rules of playing Phonopoly. Most of these programs, $300, $400, $500, $600. This is $139.95. It's called Phonopoly. Give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, Dr. Stan back here, we're out of time, but Sam is calling from Paradise about Richard Gephardt. Sam, did you have something you wanted to say quickly?
Yeah, well, talking about the hypocrisy of Dick Gephardt, I'll tell you a true story. When he was over there in San Jose pushing Mike Honda for Congress, who unfortunately did win, I went there to speak to him about how the Lord says thou shalt not kill and how abortion is a sin. And he had some goons there sitting in the front of his speech, and they literally pushed me off the stage. Literally, I could not talk with the man, you know, and I was being as polite as possible. that these people, they can't handle reality. They can't handle truth.
Well, let me tell you that when he was running in St. Louis, he was pro-life. As soon as he was running for the president, he suddenly found a lot. He gives hypocrisy a bad name. Thanks so much for calling, Sam. Don't feel bad. Bye-bye. Well, anyway, we're just about out of time. This is the time when I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to helping us as we move out 5 hours a day, reaching people across the country with the news behind the news, the story behind the story. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Chris, how can people help you as far as what you're doing?
Well, they can. They could visit our website at adullamfilms.org. We have our address and contact information there. If they have any information pertaining to these things, especially for our second video, which is covering the New Age movement, by all means, send it to us at our address on our website. But again, it's Adullam Films, adullamfilms.org. And that's about the only thing I can think of, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. Well, one of the things you can do is to get copies of his video. And you do those by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. I'll tell you, it's a fascinating video. We've watched it. It's well over 2 hours, and you just don't want to stop. It carries you well. It gives you a tremendous amount of information, and it's got a powerful spiritual message. It's something that you can show to anyone, and they don't even necessarily have to be a Christian when they begin. We hope that many of them will want to be Christians when they finish the video. It is an excellent piece of production, very, very professionally done, and I recommend it to you. Megiddo, The March of to Armageddon. And again, the telephone number to call is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Of course, you can also call that number and get a free copy of our March newsletter. Or if you'd like to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, or any of the other products we carry, why, they're all available through Radio Liberty. Chris had spoken of William Still's book, The New World Order, The Ancient Plan of Secret Societies. We carry that book. We recommend it. That's The New World Order, The Ancient Plan of Secret Societies, because this is an age-old plan. These people have been scheming and planning on bringing about this world government for many hundreds of years. It's only now, as we have the electronic capacity to track every person in the world, to take us to a cashless society, to create a situation where no man will buy or sell without being known by the number of his name. It's only now that the opportunity to have all of these things to come together has ever existed. And of course, you could never have the fulfillment of those prophecies till the children of Israel return to the Holy Land. And you say, well, a lot of them don't even believe in the God of Abraham. You're absolutely right. But I believe in God's providence and God's plan. He has a special place for the people who are over there. Many may not even be truly Jews. That doesn't matter. Don't argue with God. He's brought them there for a purpose at this time in history. Chris Pinto, thank you so much for being with us. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
And this is Dr. Stan saying, please pray for America, pray for revival, pray for our leaders and ministers, but remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, when we'll be back with you once again, Dr. Stan saying goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.